وقل رب زدني علما.
الرابع والستين بعد ثلاثمائة في زبوب في أدب المفرد chapter 364. This is after باب تحويل. ما زلنا في باب تحويل اسم. تحويل اسم تحويل الاسم باب تحويل الاسم إلى اسم باب تحويل الاسم إلى الاسم. chapter 364 Shihab means flame, means was the ruling of having that name. We are still in the chapter of changing a name to another name. The ruling changing a name to another name. And the author Imam Bukhari rahimullah, he mentioned many names, some names that Prophet ﷺ changed. So in chapter he said, Babu Shihab. قال رحمه الله تعالى حدثنا عمرو بن مرزوق قال حدثنا عمران بن القطان عن قتادة عن زرارة بن أوفى عن زرارة بن أوفى عن سعد بن هشام عن عائشة رضي الله عنها ذكر عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رجل يقال له شهاب فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بل أنت هشام بل أنت هشام. From عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها may Allah be pleased with her, she said a man called Shihab يعني فليم was mentioned in the presence of the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. The messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said rather you are Hisham, you are not Shihab flame but you are Hisham. It is a proof that what is the name doesn't carry good meaning to be changed. And this is one of the names that Prophet ﷺ changed. Shihab to Hisham. Next chapter, قال Imam Bukhari رحمه الله تعالى باب العاص. باب العاص. حدث قال رحمه الله حدثنا مسدد. قال حدثنا يحيى بن سعيد عن زكريا قال حدثني عامر عن عبد الله بن مطيع قال سمعت مطيعا يقول سمعت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول يوم فتح مكة لا يقتل قرشي صبرا بعد اليوم إلى يوم القيامة فلم يدرك الإسلام أحد من عصاة قريش غير مطيع كان اسمه العاص فسماه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مطيعا وأخرج الإمام مسلم هذا الحديث في كتاب الجهاد لا يقتل قرشي صبرا بعد اليوم إلى يوم القيامة. Next chapter the chapter of العاص. العاص rebel rebel rebellious rebel okay is disobedient. العاص is the disobedient. فروى عبد الله بن المطيع From Muti' said, I heard the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, on the day of the conquest of Mecca, no Qurayshi will be killed for apostasy or returning from Islam from today until the day of rising, till the day of rising. The narrator said, none of Quraysh named Al-As except Muti' became Muslim. His name was Al-As, rebellious or disobedient. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam named him Muti', obedient. Muti' said, I heard the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, on the day of the conquest of Mecca, no Qurayshi will be killed for apostasy from today until the day of rising. None of Quraysh named Al-As except Muti' became Muslim. There were many Qurayshi used to be called the name of As, Al-As. Many of them, they used to have that name. Disobedient, rebellious. None of them accepted Islam except Muti', who his name used to be Al-As, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam named him Muti', means obedient. The ulama mentioned many other Qurayshi male used to be called Al-As, many, but they say none of them accept Islam except this Sahabi Muti', who the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam named him Muti', obedient, instead of Al-As, disobedient. And they say also this hadith shows and indicate from the prophethood, because the Prophet ﷺ mentioned in the hadith information, news, future news, and it happened the way he ﷺ mentioned, that he said no Qurayshi will be killed for apostasy from today until the day of rising. So no Qurayshi left Islam after he accepted Islam, knowing that many people left Islam at the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Many people. Rather, it was mentioned that all people who were living other than three cities left Islam. People who used to live in Medina, people who used to live Mecca, and used to be people who used to live Medina. Other than those three cities, the inhabitants of other than those three cities left Islam when Prophet ﷺ died, for different reasons. Some of them for nationalism and tribalism. They followed the liars who claimed to be prophets because they were from their tribe. A'udhu billah. Some of them because they refused to pay the zakah and considered zakah being from the sharia of Allah Azza wa Jal. Some of them believe those who claim to be prophets and the like. Some of them said Prophet Muhammad sallallahu, he was not a prophet because if he would have been, he wouldn't die. Why he died? He would have lived forever. Since he died, he is not a prophet. A'udhu billah. نسأل الله العفو والعافية. So, a lot of people left Islam. A lot of people. And it was not easy for the Sahaba, yarhamukallah, to call those people to Islam back. And only one incident, when the Sahaba were fighting those who follow Musaylamah al-Kadhab, the man who claimed to be a prophet, even at the life of the Prophet sallam, he wrote a letter to the Messenger sallam, saying, oh, you are the Messenger of Allah, he said, and I am the Messenger of Allah. We are both were sent by Allah. Let we share the prophethood. He sent a letter to Rasul. Rasul, if you write down back, you are Musaylamatul Kadhab, liar. You are not a true prophet. The Sahaba, they fight this man and his group. And in a way, a lot of Qurra, the ulama, who memorize Quran from the companion, die in that battlefield. And that's what led the Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu to decide to gather the Quran. When Umar said to him, Adrik hadi al-umma, reach this umma before they lost their book, because the Qurra die. Those who memorize Quran, many of them, they die in the battlefield. So then Umar radiallahu Abu Bakr, he command four of the Sahaba, including Zayd bin Thabit, to combine the Quran from everywhere, from the woods, from the rocks, they write down, from everywhere they had it. Sahaba used to write the Quran in different places, different ways. You could write it on the roots of the trees, woods, naam. This animal skin, barakallahu fiqh. So if that, it was that hard to the Sahaba, but alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, people went back to their religion when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed those shayateen from them. So with that great number of people who left Islam, none from the Qurayshi people left Islam. None of them. None of them with that great number. So this is from the ilm, knowledge that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala taught His Messenger Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And it's not the only information Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned. There are kutub al-fitn wal-malahib. There are kutub kutub al-ashrat al-sa'ah. يعني التلف is thousands of hadith, hundreds of hadith. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam talking about in each hadith, something will happen after him. Something will happen after him in different field. In different field. And it happened, much of it happened the way he mentioned. Much of it, you can't even believe some of that information. Yani you say, SubhanAllah, Prophet mentioned this. Prophet mentioned this. Yeah, I never thought. Where even some ulama, they include that the cars. People come to the masjid, Prophet here describes something. The ulama, they say it's like these cars. People are using it. Some of the influential Prophet mentioned, some ulama, some of them, they say it's the phones. That the man will be informed behind it, what happened in his house by something on his thigh. By something on his thigh. Tell him what happened in his house. That day of judgment will not take place until such happen. Day of judgment will not take place until a fire start from Medina, take place say, in a Medina, and people in Sham see the light of that fire from their the necks of their camel. The fire catches, reaches, the light reaches. And that happened, the ulama, they mentioned in their books. Exact year, exact days that took place in Medina when volcano started from the mountains of Medina. And yeah, it was very famous, and people rushed to the Prophet's masjid, making dua, asking Allah to protect them. Many incidents, many things, many things. Now, it happened the way, so this was one of it. No Quraysh will be killed because of يعني apostasy after today, Prophet said, till the day of rising. طيب next hadith. Imam Bukhari brought this hadith to prove that Prophet changed a name to another name. And this name here is from disobedient to obedient. That Sahabi used to be called Al-As. And Prophet he named him Muti', obedient. And again, remember, those names being changed are not the names of the parents, as far as I know it. is not that the names of grandfathers, it's the names of those who were living. We mentioned that when ulama talk about Prophet's name is Muhammad ibn Abdullah ibn Abdul Muttalib. Abdul Muttalib is a wrong name, is a slave of Muttalib. And a slave of should be said one of the names of Allah. Abdullah, Abdul Rahman, Abdul Fattah, Abdul Salam, Abdul Hakim, Abdul Hafid, Abdul Rahman, Abdul Rahim, and the like. Not Abdu and then mentioning one of the creation of Allah. Abdul Muttalib. But yet Prophet didn't change. Because someone who already died. It's not changing the lineage of the person. Na'am. So this is also, you see a Sahabi called Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As. Amr ibn As. Amr ibn al-As, the Sahabi who conquered, who was leading the Muslims, who captured Egypt, called Amr ibn al-As. So his father is called As. Al-As, the same name Prophet changed here. Al-As, but Prophet didn't change that. Because that's someone who died. Al-Muhim. So you see some new Muslims changing their parents' names, their grandfather name. You don't ignore your parents, your lineage. Allah is one who make you out of them. But your name, yes, if it's bad meaning, shirk meaning, cursing meaning, yani you can change that. You can change that. طيب. قال الإمام البخاري رحمه الله تعالى باب من دعا صاحبه فيختصر وينقص من اسمه شيئا. باب من دعا صاحبه فيختصر وينقص من اسمه شيئا. قال رحمه الله حدثنا أبو اليمان قال حدثنا شعيب عن الزهري قال حدثني أبو سلمة أن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا عائش هذا جبريل يقرأ عليك السلام. قالت وعليه السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. قالت وهو يرى ما لا أرى. Chapter 366. One who calls his companion and shortens or leaves out part of his name. The ruling of one who calls his companion and shortens or leaves out part of his name. Either shorten the name, يعني, for instance, عبد is called عبيد, عبدالله, عبيدالله, يعني, this is shortening the name. Or leaves out part of his name. The name is not shortened, but some of the letters of the name is dismissed. Like in this hadith, Prophet ﷺ, instead of saying Aisha, he said Aish, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. From Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, said, the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, said, O Aisha, Jibreel sends the greeting to you. Jibreel sends the greeting to you. Many says to you, Assalamu alaikum. She replied, and peace be upon him and the mercy of Allah wa barakatuh and his blessings. Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. She said, meaning the Prophet, he sees what I do not see. Prophet said to Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha that here is Angel Jibreel. He visited the Prophet. Aisha doesn't see. Prophet told her that Jibreel is saying salam to you. Aisha Umm al-Mu'mineen radiallahu ta'ala anha, she replied by saying, wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa alayhi salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alayhi salam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. مش إمام الباني said some narrations there's no barakatuh. يعني some books they missed it. They said only وعليه السلام ورحمة الله and but it is sound وعليه السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. This is the way Aisha radiallahu ta'ala answered. وَإِذَا حُيِّيتُم بِتَحِيَّةٍ فَحَيُّوا بِأَحْسَنَ مِنْهَا أَوْ رُدُّوهَا. Allah said in a verse in Surah An-Nisa, if you are, tahiyya is made for you, someone says to you greeting, you either replied back exactly as it was or better than that. He says to you, assalamu alaykum. You don't reply to him, how are you doing? لا. وعليكم السلام. At least or be better than that by saying وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله. More better وبركاته. So Aisha al-Mu'mineen رضي الله تعالى عنها, when Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم conveyed the message from Angel Jibreel who was with him, she replied, wa alayhi salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Here you see Aisha al-Mu'mineen, she used the pronoun of wa alayhi, may Allah be pleased with him. So yeah, you can change the pronouns. Be a peace be upon him, means be upon Angel Jibreel, and blessings, rahmah and mercy and blessings. That she changes the pronoun. If Prophet ﷺ says that to her, she could say, وَعَلَيْكَ, وَعَلَيْكَ السَّلَامِ, peace be upon you. But she here, she said, وَعَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ, peace be upon him, means upon Jibreel. نعم. If a group of people, وَعَلَيْكُمُ السَّلَامِ, peace be upon you all. One person, you can say, وَعَلَيْكَ السَّلَامِ, peace be upon you. And if one person is also legislated to say, وَعَلَيْكُمْ, upon you in general, to one individual, based on that there are angels with him, you say, سلام. وَعَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وبركات. Then Aisha said, وهو يرى ما لا أرى. Prophet, he sees that which I don't see. He sees Angel Jibreel and I don't see him. Now this was from special Prophet that he see. He could see the angels. Now Angel Prophet Ibrahim saw the angels. Prophet Lut saw the angels. Today you find some people saying that they in such place in Afghanistan, there in Iraq, they saw angels with white clothes doing such to the kuffar. Now, Sheikh Falah Ismaili said that's wrong. How they prove that? How they prove that? This is wrong, he said, because they cannot see the angels. You cannot see the angels. Prophet ﷺ, when he saw the angel, the way Allah created him, and the form Allah created Angel Jibreel, what happened? Prophet ﷺ, ماذا؟ يعني أغمي عليه. You get unconsciousness, صلى الله عليه وسلم. Because Angel Jibreel came to a form of, يعني with 600 wings. He covered all the horizon. Prophet ﷺ, he couldn't take that. Do you remember that hadith? You don't remember? And that Prophet ﷺ, that happened to him also? Naam? Ya ayyuha al-muddathir, when was that verse was being revealed? Al-Muhim, so Prophet ﷺ, so Angel Jibreel used to come to Prophet ﷺ, normally, different form. A form of one of the Sahabi called Naam Khalifa Dihya, you know? Dihya binu Talab or binu Khalaf, binu Khalifa. Al-Muhim binu Khalifa. So the Angel Jibreel used to come to that form. Allah recognized him as Angel Jibreel. So the form, the angel is not coming to you. You cannot figure out, you cannot see him in the way Allah created. Okay. And if he comes to you in another way, you don't know if he's angel or he's someone else, jinn or something. You don't know. How you say then this is the angel? Even the Sahaba, the Bara of Badr, where the angels participate, they thought that they are those who kill those people or hold those people. Or Sahaba, Prophet ﷺ, he told them, no, it was angel. Yes, they mentioned they saw someone with Yani, and Prophet ﷺ, he told them. So the point is, when you say, I saw an angel, such is an angel, how can you prove that's an angel? How can you prove the creation of Allah are not only an angel? Now, they more than angel. How do you prove that this angel? Since the angel, if he comes to you into the form that Allah created, you will not figure out. You can't see him. And if he comes to you in a different form, you don't know if he's angel or someone else. Ala kulli, wallahu a'lam. So therefore, some people are misguided by the shayateen. They came to them in a form of a human being, come out from the graves in a form of their parents or their sheikh, and they assume that they saw an angel or they saw their parent, when in reality they only saw a shaitan who came to them in a form of their parent, in a form of whoever they call from the grave. This is something happened. The old scholar they mentioned. Someone will go to grave and a form of his mother comes out. And she says, oh, my son, do this for me. Do this for me. His father, his sheikh. And in reality, there is no sheikh and mother there. They die, those people. It's jinn, shaitan who come in a form of those to misguide these people. So they think they met with angel. They say such person went to the grave, Prophet Sallam, and the Prophet stretched his hand from the grave. He did that for Sheikh Tijani and this and this. La, Prophet Sallam, he died, radiallahu alayhi salatu wassalam. La yadhuquna illa al-mawtata al-ula. Na'am. So, Muslim not to be deceived with that. Some people, they say in a dream, angel came to me last night and told me this and this. I mentioned this before, one sheikh, famous sheikh from the Sufia, but better than many of the other Sufia. You know, the Sufia are not the same level. Some of them are way close to Ahlul Sunnah. The worst thing they have, which is really very evil, is Aqidat al-Ash'ariyya. But other than that, worshipping graves, and they don't have it. Hijab, they have their women. They are school of thought of Shafi, truly by the madhab of fiqh. And they don't have much shirk, but they have bid'ah, celebration for the birthdays. And some of them, they don't even read some of the book. Those people, they read full of shirk. They don't read, they refrain from it. Some of them, even they don't celebrate with them. But on the other hand, they don't stop them. their level. Some of them, يعني clear shirk and kufr. All their actions. When they do these things. So one of those famous sheikh among those people die. And after time, the people started calling him and asking him. Then the one who replaced him from his student saw the people doing such and such, going to the grave of his sheikh, who never did that, who never allowed that, and asking him help. He said, oh people, what you're doing is wrong. I used to live with the sheikh, you know me, how many years? He never did that. Don't do that. And he said, they say, then the sheikh came to that sheikh, that student who became the sheikh of the city in a dream that night. Why you stop people asking intercession through to me? You did wrong. Then the morning, right? Right after the morning. Oh, people are sorry. What I did last night was, yesterday was wrong. Sheikh came to me in a dream. He told me I did wrong. I apologize. Go back and do what you were doing. A'udhu billah. Khalas. The whole city changed. A city of shirk. And begging the dead. And their Sheikh didn't know that. And didn't like that. This is the way Shaitan misguided. So he said, angel came, the Sheikh came to him. Sheikh didn't come to him. Like what they claim, Sheikh, angel came to him. Now some people, they reach, not now, they reach some other people, Allah came to them. They say, Allah came to him. Said to me, such, such. Naam. He's very famous with the Christian. Jesus came to me, or whoever this came to me. Now, I mentioned this before that. Sufi brother who I advise him to leave Sufism. To advise him, leave this. Prophet was not there. And then he said, I'm young, I'm older than you. Take it easy. He said, I was such year back years. I got confused. Which one is right? This group. Is his group, Sufia. Or Sufia sect, one from the Sufia sect. Another Sufia sect is right. Or brotherhood, Muslim brotherhood, Akhwan Muslimin is right. He said, I got confused. Until Allah came to me in a sleep and told me, your group is right. Be upon that path. Wallahi al-Azim, here in Georgia. So he said, Allah come to me. He's in the masjid now. Yani, not in this masjid. He's in masjid there. He said, you talking about Khalif, you say, you, Allah came to me and tell me, be upon Ahmadiyya. This Sufi sect is called Ahmadiyya. He said, don't be upon Qadiriyya, nor upon Muslim Brotherhood. Leave Akhwan Muslimin. So, is this accepted? Are you a messenger? Allah is giving you revelation. So now you take him from Allah straight. You don't need chains, you don't need Quran and Sunnah. A'udhu billah. So, a Muslim, to be very cautious. And this happened a lot with the dream. It happened. People asking me, I saw a dream, such and such, do and such, such, call the head of the tribe, let him slaughter such number of camel, let them do this, let them women do this. Where are you taking this revelation? Where are you taking these things? Alhamdulillah, religion is complete. It's in Quran also. Nothing good was left is mentioned in Quran and Sunnah. Nothing evil is there. It was one in Quran and Sunnah. Alhamdulillah, have confidence. Just study, is prepared, is complete, and worship Allah Ta'ala upon a knowledge and certainty. Other than that of her dreams and Sheikh fly and this happen, Shaitan, he play game on people. Naam, Shaitan, he serve some people, he carried them. He give them information. He carry information in many ways. Naam. So if somebody is not equipped with sound aqidah, wallahi, they easily misguide him if Allah doesn't protect him. These people, they talk about something. One of them come to you, he tell you, where is your dad? You say, my dad travel. He went to Washington, D.C. Is he Washington D.C.? When are you plan? When is he plan to come? No, expecting to come. He's, I'm waiting here. He will come. There was no phones, nothing. I'm waiting here. Then he come. He say, where is such such horse? No, no. People ask him. We lost our horse and such such. This incident, I witnessed that it happened. A horse. We miss him days. We didn't see. Your horse is behind that mountain. Behind that mountain, people go find it. Can you believe that? It's very simple. Shaykh Sam Taymi and ulama they mention is the jinn who tells this man. He tells his jinn who is with the person. Everyone has a jinn with him. So these two jinn has connection. The jinn, this jinn and another jinn. And they have contact, fast contact. They go run fast. You remember when Allah sent Messenger Sallam with the Quran, the jinn they found out that heaven was يعني close and they cannot go as they used. They say there has to be something. Either Allah wants good for those who are on the earth, or there will be a punishment, something evil. And then they go look around till they found Prophet ﷺ reciting Quran. Na'am. So they fast. So this shayateen, they give them information. Sometimes they carry the person, and the ulama they mention. Subhanallah, even Imam Suyuti, who has Sufism for information, yani, Allahu A'lam if he repented from or not, he mentioned, rahimahullah, a very famous hadith, yani, al-muhim, from Shafi'iyya group. He mentioned that his sheikh came to him one day. He said, sheikh, he said, Muridi, my student. He said, I'm going to Hajj. I want to go to the Hajj. And the Imam Suyuti said, I said to him, oh, sheikh, can I please be with you? He said, yes. And then he said, he held me. I find myself being in Mecca. Can you believe that? Allahu A'lam. And so this happened. And this shaitan misguided many people. Many people. It happened, there was a very, very famous sheikh who people used to respect him and he used to go to Hajj, and he mentioned people what's happening around Kaaba while he's in his Africa country. And this man, when he was about to die, he called his son. He said, my son, I want to give you information. Follow that information and you will have the same status with me of mine with among people. Very respected. And then he said, okay, father. He said, go from here to that specific place. Stay under that tree. And then you will have a camel. Ride that camel. Is going to take you to Hajj. You all are suffering, walking, and you don't need all this. This is how I used to go there. And then he went there, and the camel came, something a camel, like, and he ride on, and fly with him. And somewhere in the middle, in desert, somewhere, this thing come down, and ask that person to make sujood to where is it. The man is shocked. How I make sujood for other than Allah? This is not allowed. He said, this is what your daddy used to do for me. That's why I used to take him to Hajj. So either you do that for me, or I leave you alone in this desert. He said, leave me alone. He left him. This man, he came walking to Saudi Arabia. And he was accepted. He was used to be from the student of Islam University. And he used to mention, oh, people run from my father's way. My father used to worship shayateen. He used to worship the jinn. He used to worship someone told me, Na'am, who left me when I say, I'm not making sujood for you. La adkur ismahu. But it's a very famous incident they mentioned. I think wallahu a'lam. One of the ulama, you can review it. That one in, yani from Medina, your French student. Ala kullin, so no doubt, the ulama, they mentioned that shayateen helps the people, carry them, do some unnatural things for them. And today, even you might find people who consider magic, making and illusions, and this is a friend of Allah. And Sufi used to do this until people have seen Christians doing the same thing. Then some of that they wake up. Oh, Christian is a friend of Allah. No, but he's doing the same thing. He's taking a metal, putting in his mouth and fire on this. How is he worthy of Allah? Sufia, they claim that they are awliya of Allah because of doing these things. They take sword, they take a knife, and they act like putting in their heart, their mouth, and they're oh, subhanAllah, wali. MashaAllah, friend of Allah. Nothing is even it's like Prophet Ibrahim being thrown to the fire. La, هذا من الشياطين. And the ulama, that's why the ulama, They said, how to know if really this person is a wali of Allah, a good Muslim? And because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make these signs. Naam. Or this is shaytan. They say, to look the manhaj of the person. To look the manhaj, the aqidah, and the actions of the person. If he is by the Quran and Sunnah, in his aqidah, in his understanding, in his creed, also is it according to the Quran and Sunnah, in his actions, in his statements? Naam, they say yes, we think good about it. And he doesn't come up with something contradicting Quran and Sunnah. Then هذا كرامة من الله, honor from Allah Azza wa Jal. But someone not following Quran and Sunnah, and he claim that he has these things, he's from Shayateen. Naam. That's the Imam Shafi, what he said. When Imam Layth, he said, if I see someone praying on the ocean, he said, I don't believe in being a wali until I present his actions to the Quran and Sunnah. Imam Shafi said, Layth, Qasura Layth, he didn't say enough. To me, if I see him flying on the air, you remember at the time of Shafi, there was nothing flying on the air except the birds, no airplane. But the ocean, there used to be maybe boat, yani. Anyway, both is, to them is unacceptable. It's not possible to happen. But flying air is more far from walking on a water. So he said, if I see someone flying, I don't believe in being a wali of Allah until I present his actions to the Quran and Sunnah. The ulama al-Sunnah, they believe the biggest karama, the biggest sign that Allah is with you, is not to have a light, is not to have a food, is not to have, is rather, is to be upon the deen of Allah. This is the biggest karam. Allah honor you if he guide you to the sound aqidah, to the correct statement, sound actions in your secret, in your open, in your all your affairs, in dealing with Allah, dealing with his creation. نعم then هذا biggest sign that Allah loves you سبحانه وتعالى لأن الله as for the religion he only gives to those he love them as for worldly life he gives to those he love and those he hate as well this worldly life so المهم not to be deceived with this and the Sufia derive this information in a book and they consider the karamat of the sheikh from the karamat of the sheikh he did this, he did this. And some of this is even clear kufr. Someone they say he doesn't pray, he was wali. Someone who was not even used to cover his aura, they say he's a wali. He's wali, avoid, don't get close to him. I know in Africa, someone who was crazy, he was majnun wallahi, they used to say he's wali. He come this man in the morning and he see women making breakfast for a restaurant and the like in the city. He threw the food. He kicked it out. Nobody talked to him because he is wali. A'udhu billah. How is he wali and he doesn't dress properly? He's crazy. That he is wali. You don't get close to the awliya. Because Sufiya told them. But some of them, they mention in his book that A'udhu billah, the more you disobey Allah, they say the more you deserve mercy from Allah. They say, لَعَلَّ رَحْمَةَ رَبِّي تَأْتِي حِينَ يَقْسِمُهَا عَلَى حَسَبِ الْعِسْيَانِ This book mentioned in the Burda. لَعَلَّ رَحْمَةَ رَبِّي تَأْتِي حِينَ يَقْسِمُهَا عَلَى حَسَبِ الْعِسْيَانِ Such, I don't exactly remember. So he said, maybe the mercy of my Lord comes when he is divided, when he is distributing day of judgment based on how much you sin. So the more you sin, the more you get. أعوذ بالله. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. The point is that أم المؤمنين says رضي الله تعالى عنها Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام sees what I don't see. So Aisha, she doesn't see the angel Jibreel. Who saying salam to her? Who comes to the Prophet so much? And she is Aisha, أم المؤمنين رضي الله تعالى عنها. So how you claim you see the angels? How that will be accepted from you? that those people who claim the jihad, they mention this information a lot. Yes, this one angel is flying, angel did this, angel caused this, and they make iqra, they deceive the youth with this information, and they think that they are, mashallah, angels are with them. Hada, this is not, this is wrong. Allahu a'lam. الله أعلم، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين. If there is any correction, any reminding, نعم في الحياة. الطائف، بارك الله فيك. The three city which the ulama mentioned people remain upon Islam were the city of Medina and Mecca and Taif. Which is far from about Mecca, about 70 kilometers, 50 miles and more, but with a very crooked way, mountainous, yeah, and a desert, very, it's not easy. Yeah, and even for the vehicles, it's not easy, in long mountainous. The vehicle you have seen maybe 30 minutes before you still see in front of you because of the going over the mountains. Naam. So those, they are those people whom the Prophet said when he went, yani when Quraysh gave him hard time in Mecca, and he sallam wanted to convey the deen of Allah to the people, he went to Taif. He asked them help. He said, my people refuse me. And this is what I came with, Islam. Those people, they give him hard time. And they even caused Prophet bleeding. This is in Sahih al-Bukhari. And then Prophet was in a state of really big tragedy. Where he born? Where is the house of Allah, Mecca? His people, they humiliate him. So he said, let me go to some other people whom I accept this deen of Allah. Those people, they humiliate him more. They even kick him out from the city, beating him, alayhi sallam, sending children to rock him, to stone him. So he started bleeding. And then even he lost consciousness. While in that state, Naam, Angel Jibril came to him. He said, Allah sent with me such angel, the angel of the mountains. If you want, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala collapse those people with those mountains, destroy them. Prophet said, no. I wish that Allah will bring out of them someone who worship Allah alone. So let them not be destroyed. Allahu Akbar. They are those people who, when Prophet ﷺ died, was not that far, less than how many years? Allahu A'lam. Less than 20 years. Al-Muhim, they are the same people, that those people who remain upon Islam when other people left Islam. They remain upon Islam. And this is show that Muslims to have hope. Don't say no good in these people. لا خير يأتي منه. There will be no good from them. Why are you doing this? Are you having a revelation that this person will not accept Islam? This same person will not be sahib of sunnah? How you know that? You are reading the unseen? Rather, كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يحب التفاؤل. What التفاؤل means? Optimism. Prophet had this way of life. He used to have optimism, meaning he expects good. He doesn't expect, يعني subhanAllah. And this gives the person peace of mind and happiness when you're always expecting good. Yes, you have accident, you say, inshallah, Allah did this for me to purify me, and inshallah, Allah will give me better car. Allah will give. You have always good hope, and that is what is going to be if you have that. Inshallah, because of hadith, Allah Azza wa Jal said, hadith Qudsi, ana inda husn dhanni abdi bi, that Allah is going to be with whatever his servant expects from him. The Muslim to have, of course, yes, that's also, you must take the means. You have to take the means. Prophet, and he took the means. He called these people to Islam. Naam, he did what he could done. He has hope that Allah may guide them. And alhamdulillah, Allah guide them. And this is one of the ways Prophet used to convey people to Islam. One time, sometimes he went out of Makkah like that. Sometimes he used to go to the Mecca, to the Hajj. You know, the Quraysh used to make Hajj. The Arabs used to make Hajj. They used to make Umrah with full of shirk and innovation. When those people gathered, Prophet used to present himself to them. My people did this to me. How the people of Medina found Islam is through that way. They came to Mina, they came to Hajj, and Prophet he met them there. And then they say, come to us, Medina, we defend you. And from there, alhamdulillah. And this is the proof that a Muslim should call people to Islam. Prophet used to go to the Jewish, call people to Islam. Oh, Jewish. Naam, subhanallah, some of us now we have the feeling, don't call anyone to Islam except someone who come to you, who beg you and ask you. And you may run from it if you want. La ilaha illallah. Who then calling people to Islam? Who giving them da'wah? Whether they kufar, whether they ahlul bid'ah, whether the other people. If you wait them, yani you're not giving da'wah. Rather, if you try to give da'wah, some people may defame you. How you give da'wah to this? Ya akhi, how I don't give da'wah to the people? How I don't call people to Tawheed, to call people to Sunnah, call people to Da'wah Salafi. Naam, you're expecting everyone to come to you. Naam, this is not the way of the Messenger of Allah. How many verses Allah command people to say to Ya Ahl al-Kitab, all the people of the book, who will convey it to them? Ya Ahl al-Kitab, all the people of the book. Prophet Salim heard the Jewish man, boy who is about to die. And when they told him, he went there, say La ilaha illallah. Alhamdulillah, he said La ilaha illallah. Prophet was very happy. Alhamdulillah, who saved him because of me. So he had his uncle who refused Islam, his life. When he had his about to die, he went, oh my uncle, say La ilaha illallah. Say La ilaha illallah. Now I'm to speak on behalf of you in the day of judgment. Kalimatun haju bika, biha, haju laka biha inda Allah, kama qala alayhi salam. He convey. This look, ya akhi, his uncle who said, you are a messenger of Allah. And if it was not because Arabs will defame me, will this, I would have made you happy by accepting Islam. So Ibn Abu Talib, he 100% said, you know, 100% that Prophet is a messenger of Allah. But he left it that out of, yani, subhanallah. But Prophet Sallam, he still keep calling him to Islam to his death time. Who is our example? Prophet Muhammad or someone else? Who are we commanded to follow him? لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنٌ. Everything we look in, number one, يعني example is Messenger Muhammad عليه السلام. Of course, understand his sunnah, his way, the way the companion understood. And those who follow them, not our own way. So, yani, is this shows from the Sunnah of the Messenger to be a tafa'ul, to have optimism, to have yani, hope, good hope in the people. Give them that will help you to give them da'wah. That will help you to be patient. But if you say no, this person is not accepting, then you will not give him da'wah. You wasting your time with him. But if you have the hope, he may accept. That push you to call him to Islam. And you don't lose in any way. If you call someone to Islam, you will never lose in that. At least you free yourself from hiding the truth. مَعْذِرَةً إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ. Excuse. Oh Allah, I conveyed your message. I did my part. At least, وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ. And they may fear Allah. They may accept it. How many people accepted Islam and people were not thinking to accept Islam, including Umar, radiallahu anhu. When someone told, okay, Umar, today he see him, he is about to accept Islam. Really, he show kindness. He said, how Umar accepted Islam? He said, until the donkey of Khattab, the family of Umar accept Islam, Umar will not accept Islam. This is sound. This is how far that person believe Umar accepts it until donkey accepts Islam of Khattab family. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. But Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So Al-Muhim, that city, the third city, which the elite people actually remain upon Islam, now apostasy, in that big incident where the people of At-Ta'if, the qabila called Banu Thaqif, Al-Thaqif, Qabilatu Thaqif, the qabila which Hajjaj bin Yusuf Al-Thaqafi, the famous tyrant leader, is from them. Hajjaj bin Yusuf, very tyrant leader. They say he killed over 100,000, including Sahaba. He killed Abdullah ibn Zubayr bin Awam in the Kaaba. He killed Sa'id ibn Jubayr, the great Tabi alim scholar. Hajjaj bin Yusuf al-Thaqafi. He was not normal. And ulama, even they differ. Was he Muslim or not? Some Sunnah, they say he's kafir. Some say no. He was tyrant, he was oppressor, but he was not a kafir. Al-Muhim, the point is, he was very, subhanAllah. Do you know someone who our time killed 100,000? You don't have anyone of those Muslim leaders. Some today Muslim, they present them, they are the worst shaitan on earth. Nah, a judge killed over that, including one sahabi, is better than millions of those people and more. He killed Sahaba. He killed ulama. Yet Ahl Sunnah, how you used to deal? The Sahaba. They say, don't go against him. Don't go against him. Some of the Tabi'in used to say, this is a punishment of Allah. Don't try to remove the punishment of Allah with your hand. You can't do it. They say, Hajjaj is because from you. Yes, it's because of you. You return to Allah, make tawbah, and alhamdulillah, Allah will remove him. But you, oh society, to be disobedient to Allah, Allah make your leaders disobedient. So, كَمَا تَكُونُ يُوَلَّى عَلَيْكُمْ. As you are, your leader is going to be. But people are upon corruption. And then they want their leader to be Abu Bakr, Umar, and Uthman and Ali, Umar bin Abdul Aziz, before Muawiyah, radhiyallahu ta'ala alayhim. He will not. Now, that's why those who start the goodness from the top, from the leader, are wallahi in a wrong manhaj. It's not manhaj al-anbiya. It's not the methodology of prophets is to start with the hands, to challenge the leader on their leadership and chairs. That was not the way of the anbiya. The way anbiya is called people la ilaha illallah. Every individual. Everyone la ilaha. Because people say la ilaha illallah, upon tawheed, worship their Lord. Even if they don't become leaders, they will enter Jannah. Inshallah. But some people, Akhwan Muslimin, Muslim Brotherhood, and those their branches of Daesh and the like, they start from the top. All religion is limited to that. All there is the leader, the leader, the leader. In a way, even they say, we're not talking about the shirk of the graves, we talk about the shirk of the palace and the qusur. And some of them, subhanAllah, when they become leaders, they left the deen much. They changed the deen. They left the deen. They shaved their beard. They changed their clothes. They took the democracy. They took a lot of things. Sheikh Al-Albani was asking, how about this? He said, how can they go in the parliament and they expect it to be, to call people? Because from beginning, he said, they changed their shape. He said the beginning of the rain is a little drops. Then the rain comes. This is the beginning. They shave their kid. He said they shave the beard or they make it small. He said, and they take care of a tie. He said, the way you know, he used to give class in the masjid, sheikh with imam, with liya. Khalas, now you don't know him if you see him in the market. He said, how is he calling others? He said, he himself changed. You see that? Allah. Therefore, Manhaj al-Sunnah, don't challenge those leaders. Leave them with their chairs. Now, if you meet them, call them to Allah. Call them to Tawheed. Advise them. for the sake of Allah, not showing off. Na'am. And don't make the people against them. Because if you make people against them, they clash with them. And then big backfire. Problem whole city. لماذا? Why you do it? This is the man of Sahaba. They used to say, be patient with Hajjaj. The Tabi'i say, you cannot remove him with your hand. Be good. Fear Allah. Return to Allah. And inshallah, Allah will rectify the matters. This is what Ibn Umar, Abu Hurairah, Ibn Abbas, they used to advise. Never go against Hajjaj. Rather, when there were some who wanted to go against, they advised them. Don't do that. Even, يعني, المهم is a long story. But this is the, because these are the hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, sound hadith. If he's a Muslim, if he's not Muslim, it goes back to the strength, to the capability. The ulama, the people of knowledge, they are not ahlul bidah. If they say, oh, this can be removed without harm, this is non-Muslim, it's to the people of knowledge. But if he's a Muslim, la, he drink alcohol, even he drink alcohol, no right to go against him. Na'am. I went out of topic today. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. عفوا for that. Inshallah, if I go out of topic, please advise me, tell me, stop there. جزاك الله خيرا.